So I'd just like to ask you, in terms of the assassination itself, you lay out the case that Lee Harvey Oswald was a CIA asset.
Yes.
What's the evidence for that, and where did you get it?
From documents, from witnesses, from trails all over the place. Oswald, in his Marine career, was a CIA radar operator at Atsugi Air Force Base in Japan for the U-2, the top secret plane that the United States was sending over China, the Soviet Union, in years when people in the United States knew nothing of this. Of course, people at the high levels in the Soviet Union knew about it because they were spotting the plane, unable to shoot it down until it went too low at a certain point. And Lee Oswald, over at Atsugi Air Force Base, he knew all about the U-2. He had the highest possible security clearance, higher than top secret. And when Oswald left the Marines under a very suspicious discharge, where his mother supposedly had some very small illness, he then, within a few months, was over in the Soviet Union, and he was at the U.S. Embassy saying that he was going to wanted to give up his citizenship and become a Soviet citizen. Well, that's extremely suspicious because what's going on here? Well, what's going on, as we know from documents, for example, Oswald was meeting with a man who had, quote, recently resigned his job in the CIA and become a top official in the U.S. Embassy in Moscow. Well, that's in effect saying he's still in the CIA. Oswald was a counterintelligence operative for the CIA in the Soviet Union for a couple of years, and that's when he met Marina, who was a counterintelligence operative from the Soviet side. She, her uncle, her family were all involved in the Soviet side of espionage. So Oswald, when he came back to the U.S. and said, "Oh, you know, I'm sorry I did all this," and he's embraced by the State Department, given monetary loans. Well, he should have been prosecuted from the standpoint of what he'd done. Here he was saying to the embassy before he stays in the Soviet Union, "I'm going to give up all the top secrets that I learned as a CIA radar operator on the U-2 spy plane." Of course, none of this is made public in the Warren Commission, but this is all documented. We know that this is what Oswald did.
So he comes back. The CIA suspects that he is in some way compromised.
Yes.
So they begin to follow him, but they also continue to exploit him.
Yes.
In the assassination of JFK, of John F. Kennedy.
Yes.
So in a way, they kill two birds with one stone.
Yes. Oswald was working under a man named James Jesus Angleton, another legendary CIA character. There's even been a movie about him. He's all over the place. He was a great poet. He knew Cummings, the other poet that we probably know better publicly than James Jesus Angleton, a very brilliant man. But Oswald was under Angleton's direction, and when he returned to the United States, he was going around behaving like he was a pro-Castro demonstrator in New Orleans in the previous summer before the assassination, and then in the fall of the of that year, 1963, in September, there were people impersonating Oswald at the Cuban and the Soviet embassies in Mexico City, and saying all kinds of things about wanting to kill the president and wanting to go to Cuba or back to the Soviet Union.
In very bad Russian, even though Lee Harvey Oswald himself was
yes,
fluent in Russian.
It was obviously not Oswald. Oswald was totally fluent in Russian, and the tapes are of a person who hardly knows the language, and the pictures are all wrong. It wasn't Oswald. Oswald may or may not have gone to Mexico City, but he wasn't the person who was setting up Oswald. And then people were impersonating Oswald around Dallas, firing rifles at rifle ranges and getting ammunition, all kinds of things to set him up in Dallas. And there were even people who, on the day of the assassination, who at least one person, probably more than one, who looked like Oswald, you know, like doubles that you have in movies, who were carrying out activities that would incriminate Oswald further as the assassin.
Do you think
Oswald
was being
magnificently set up, and he was involved in the plot, but he was not involved in the plot in such a way that he was the shooter, and I think he was trying to subvert the plot.